February 12th. Luke chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. A large crowd from every city came to him, and he spoke by a parable. A sower went to sow his seed. As he sowed, some seed fell by the side of the path, where it was trampled on and eaten by the birds. Other seed fell on a rock, but when it grew up it withered, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew with the seed and choked it. Other seed fell on good ground, where it grew and produced fruit, 100-fold. After he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Mark chapter 4, verses 10 through 20. When he was alone, the ones around him with the 12 were asking about the parables. He replied, "The mystery of God's kingdom is given to you, but all is in parables to outsiders, that seeing they see but do not perceive, that hearing they hear but do not understand, so that they do not turn and are forgiven." He continued, "Do you not understand this parable? How will you know all the parables? The sower sows the message. When those by the wayside, where the seed is sown, hear the message, Satan immediately comes and takes the message away that was sown in them. The ones who are sown on the rocky ground are those who hear the message and immediately receive it with joy. They have no root in themselves, but only last a little while. When distress or persecution comes because of the message, they immediately are caused to stumble. Others are those who are sown among the thorns. Those are the ones who hear the message, and the cares of the world and deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things coming in choke the message, and it becomes unfruitful. Those sown on the good ground are the ones who hear the message, receive it, and bear fruit, 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold.